Okay, now begin. My name Mark. I'm a composer, reader, and eponymic, and glad to be here. Another day to draw life on my terms, always. Yeah, Patsy Carroll bothering me today. Come, call me up. My, I need your help. Wow. It gonna drive me from my other meeting. I literally go to a 4 o'clock long time of meeting at 4 o'clock in Arlington, Virginia. But I care about my dear sweetheart. I love you, Carol. If we need to get married, I need to come move with you and get married and have a big wedding. All of y'all invited if we do. All right, 20 minutes. I've been in the fellowship. I'm gonna have in March, on March the 30th, I will have 52 years of abstinence only by the grace of God and in the fellowship of Overeem Anonymous. I do belong to Alcoholics Anonymous, but that's the only time you're gonna hear about that fellowship. I do belong there, and I will have 40 years on May the 23rd inside that fellowship. I love this fellowship, and I appreciate this fellowship. Been around, and tomorrow is its regular birthday for this fellowship. It's gonna be 66 years old. And me and another friend, two other friends of mine, we were joking around about 3 days ago about it. I said, who older than 66 years old? The other two is older than 66 years old. I'm not. And they said, "Oh man, Mom, sorry, you're not there yet." And no, I'm gonna be 64, and on April the 27th, three wonderful birthdays, and right in a row on the spring month of this world. We were joking about that, but 66. Wow, who is still around that long? Let me see. I know one, a lady named Beverly, who lived in Arizona. I think she is 96 or 97 years old, and she just celebrated hers on De in December. I think the last week in December she celebrated it, and 57 years she's been around. But I'm glad I've been around that long because it saved my life. Did I have trouble? Did I have a problem when I came in the fellowship? No. Did I came in and start calling your people weird and odd names? No. I didn't. And I did not come in and say, "Oh, I don't need the fellowship." Why are you coming to the door and asking for help if I did not need it? I would never came. But I came because my mother said I had this problem, and my doctor said I had this problem. And with two other people who were married, two married, husband and wife, came to save me and nine other wonderful people inside John Dempsey Hospital, what is in Farmington, Connecticut. They came in and say, "Hey, we will help you." And we believed in that, and they did. But why the hospital top doctor there say the OA people gonna help you? Because they did not know about our illness so good. Yeah, it was in the hospital, but it wasn't around long enough for them to really understand what is bulimia and anorexia. They didn't know. But they dealt with it. I'm glad those two people knew about it. They talked about it. They helped me and a couple other people who were what was bulimic. And they took us to meetings inside the hospital van. They drew us there. And we loved it. We sat down and listened to the other people in the meeting. Time went on. And when poor little Marky L got 17 years old, I went to my two sponsors and went to my doctor and told them, I said, I am 17 now. Can I go to meeting by myself? And they said, yes, you could. I said, yay, I'm going to a meeting by myself. And I went home and told mommy that, Mom, I'm going to try out a meeting by myself for the first time. And then, okay, where you going to be? Manchester, Connecticut. I said, okay, the bus go there. They said, yeah, bus go there, Mom. And then, when you get back home, tell me about it. I said, no problem. And I did. Went to that meeting. I opened that door on Church Street, St. Anne Church in Manchester, Connecticut. I walked in. Five people were there. Five people saw me come in and said, hi, what your name? I said, Mark. Welcome, Mark. Come over here and sit down. I said, okay. And I went over there and sat down. What did I see? I saw them. They had a wonderful smile on the face. Wow. They were shaking hands with each other. Wow. They were hugging each other. Wow. And talking. They was happy. That would make me mad. How we go into a meeting. And badmouth them and talk about them and say something wrong with the people. What wrong with them? Let me explain. They is happy. Wow. Why are they happy? They is not in misery no more. They happy. Wow. You gonna be happy when somebody give you $100 bill? You gonna smile and say thank you. Or when your birthday come up, they gonna give you a party. You gonna be happy. They was happy because they were abstinent in recovery. Wow. One, we admitted with powers of food that I like, I become more manageable. Honesty. I put another word in there, humble. Why am I putting humble inside step one? That belongs in step seven. Oh no, it don't. It belongs everywhere in this fellowship. I love humble because I have to be honest with y'all and not come in here and say, I don't got no problem. I am lying. Can I hold myself and admit that to people? I did. I admitted it. And some meeting I went into, I said this sometime. My name Mark. Can you please help me? Wow. That humble. And I did. I had to do this step. That the only way I'm gonna be better. Came to believe that power greater than myself could restore me to sanity. Sanity, I'm not crazy. Do sanity mean a lot of other things? They do say it mean craziness. Yeah, sanity. You turn that word around, it means serene. Serenity. I got peace. In my life, I got happiness in my life. I am serene today because this fellowship saved my life. made a decision to turn my will and my life over to the care of God as I understood Him. Let go to them three wonderful pertinent ideas. I saw them pertinent idea. I looked at it. And I said, "Wow, what did this not that B and C? What B and C say in the pertinent idea that no human power could have released my alcoholism, and see that God could and would if He was thought. Well, God, it don't go. Here come God. Why are we losing God?" In the fellowship. I love them Alpha groups. Alpha group came in here. They were a religious organization. They used their religious organization inside their meeting. They did 6 steps, and they still do 6 steps inside their fellowship. But they're not called the Alpha group no more. They changed their name, but they still do the same thing what they used to do for years. They was original in they were original in England. Their group was in England. When they moved to the United States, they came to New York City and became the Alpha Group. Bill and Bob went to them and said to see what they how they were doing their program, their fellowship. And they did. They showed them how they were doing it and became part of them. And one of the only thing the offer did wrong was they brought another organization inside this fellowship. If they probably would have asked, can they come in? Bill and Bob Bowie say, okay, but they didn't. They brought them in. And then the Alpha Group left. But it don't matter. It didn't really hurt nothing. That went back to the regular living. Here come four. May a better searching moral inventory of myself. Can I look at myself and say, hey, Mom, do you got care the defects in your life? Let me see. I'm human. I was born in this world a sinner. Yes, I was born again Christian. But do born Christian mess up? Do they mess up sometimes? Yeah, we're human. Everybody mess up. But we try to not to sometimes, but we do. I do got care of the defects. That means that more inventory will be only on me. I cannot look at Carol, how she living her life. That hurts. I cannot look at none of your other people in this fellowship because I'm not y'all and I cannot judge y'all. Y'all is human being. Y'all is a child of God. If God love you, why I can't? Wow. Look by. Admitted to God, to ourselves, to another human being, to set me some of my wrongs. Yeah, I do wrongs. Can I go and face somebody, my sponsor, or one of y'all, and say, hey, I did something wrong? You might ask me, what you did wrong, Mom? And then I would tell you. And then y'all would try to help me to solve that common problem. What you do bad for me. Ain't nothing wrong with asking. Ask me sometime. See me in the meeting. Call me up, whatever way, and see if I could answer that question and fit that problem. I'm going to try to the best of my abilities. We're entirely ready that God remove all these defects of character. Simple. He can, He will, I let Him. That simple. I'm going through seven. I think I did seven and one. But can I do it again? That shortcoming. Humbly asking to remove my shortcoming. Look at that wonderful eight. It gave you something to write down to see how you have hurt other people. Is that easy and simple? Maybe. It might be difficult sometimes. It's not easy. But do we have to do it? Yeah, to get rid of it. Here that, here this stuff is cleaning me out. Didn't like that nasty stuff called castor oil. How many of us in here probably had castor oil when mommy come tell her, come on, try to get that lick of castor oil. It was time for it, huh? Isn't nasty and bitter? Yes, it is, but it do clean you out. That what the killer deep acid does. It cleans you out. These stuff will clean you out. It got more character deep as the stuff than any other stuff. That means more of my priority need to be on that. Can I do that nice stuff? Make that amends. What is that wonderful principle? Why did they put love for a principle? Wow. We have to think about that. Love. Care I enough love to go to somebody said, tell him. Can I? Is it hard? Yes. Pray about it for a little while and see if that prayer will help you. Surprise that inventory inside step 10. Is it simple? Yes, it is. It is simple. That's about that inventory. I get up and say, God, thank you for waking me up. Another day to draw life on my terms. He does. I pray. 5, 10 minutes, probably. Matter which day, what I gonna be doing that day. Monday, I don't go to church on Monday. But I do go to meetings. I might go to a meeting as my prayer, maybe. Or I might go to the children's hospital and see my little children at the children's hospital. I volunteered there. The one in Hartford, Connecticut, the one in New York City, and the one in Philadelphia. I love them. That way I got these things from. They gave it to me and say, hey, Mark, you're not going to always be here. Here, a stuffed animal. They're going to remind you of us. They're okay, thank you. I love them. And the mother and father look up to me and said, thank you. There's no problem. Talk to prayer and meditation improve my constant contact with God as I understood him. Yeah, here go God again. How many times God inside that big book? Hey, Fitbook, how many times did I count God in here? Mark, you don't remember? Yeah, I remember. Fitbook, hi, Fitbook.
Gentle
300.
reminder, 2 minutes.
Thank you, my friend. How many times? How many days inside this year? In 365 days. Why is 365 times God is inside the book? Is. Yeah, you don't have to believe in God. A lot of people is not fit and atheist inside their fellowship. They got their fellowship. Did they change their mind not to be that no more, an atheist, Nazi? No, they don't have to. Just have a higher power to help you. Do more, do service work. I do a lot of it. You would never see me not do something inside a meeting. I got my old job back. When I had 10 years in the fellowship, I did the phone, answer the phone for them to help people to find their meeting inside their town or city. Now I got it back. Yay, that's a fun job, but more people. thank you for allowing me to come in. To speak to y'all, to tell y'all, don't give up. Do what our founder said, keep coming back. Glad to be here, glad to see y'all, and I love you today. Have a great day. Goodbye.